www.kamikaze-radio.de, der frischen Nordfriesen-Server mit freundlicher Unterstützung aus Sachsen, hier Kundis Ossi Pankeleier, direkt vom Paranoia-Festival in der Chemiefabrik in Dresden. Und ich habe hier einen sehr netten Herrn von einer sehr hübschen Band aus Rumänien hier am Sprechgerät, Pavillonul.
Pavillonul 32.
32.
32, yeah, like 32.
Okay, Pavillonul 32, ja, auf Deutsch. Einfach mal ein nettes Hallo und, nee, Quatsch, wir machen es ja auf Englisch. Hello und,
ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Okay. I learn new words. And at first, please say something about your person. What's your name? What you're making in your band? And also, who are the other guys of the band? What are playing? And then maybe what you are other doing, like working or something.
Okay, okay. So I'm Tavia. I'm singer in the band. In this moment I don't live anymore for some time in Romania. I'm somewhere around in Spain. But the other people is in this moment in the band. It's Matei, which is playing bass, and he is doing something like art university for photo, I don't know, and video shit. And and then it's Kitty, who play guitar. And she's doing a master for anthropology now, finishing anthropology university and working in some office of some NGO. And on drums is Seba, which is in real life is doing mixer work for the theater in Timișoara, in Romania.
Okay, very, very different things.
Yeah.
What you're doing in the band, the special peoples. And, at first, Pavillonul 32,
like, just say 32, it's okay.
32, okay. You come from Timișoara?
Yes, yes.
Romania? And, first, the name of the band. What's the meaning of the name of the band? Are there some legends about the name of the band?
Yeah, it is. So I'm gonna try to keep the story not very very long. It is in my hometown, which is 50 kilometers from Timișoara. There is a psychiatric hospital for mental problems. Yeah. Also dealing with junkies and alcohol addicts and stuff like this. And there is more buildings in this hospital. One of the buildings is called Pavillonul 32. That's why I'm right, yeah. It's like also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know. But this building was having a special status because this building was containing the most dangerous patients. The ones that were never let to be free, you know, because they were too dangerous for society. So this from this came the metaphor for this, that you know, like doing a thing, you know, that it's too dangerous for society, and society tries to keep you locked, try to keep you away from infesting more of its members. On the other hand, there was one more thing that happening. Was next in the village. Everybody was knowing about this building in the hospital, and so this happened from when you are a little child, like 5 years old, to when you are 40 or 50 years old. When you are not you were not integrating in society, when, for example, I was looking like a punk rocker, or maybe somebody had long hair or stuff like this, then normal people in the town were saying to you, hey, you look like you are from 32, you know, you look like you are from this,
it's like a synonym.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a very good thing to identify with, you know, this situation of these people there in this hospital, you know, which was really fucked up, no?
And you're also dangerous for society?
Well, aren't we all, you know, like you are dangerous for society, I am dangerous for society, yeah, well, this is why we do this this music, this is why we talk about these ideas, you know, because we like to be dangerous for society. We hope that we are a little bit dangerous to society, not to be realistic also, no?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking about this fact some minutes. Timișoara, where is this town in Romania? Because many people don't know something about the geographics in East Europe. Please say something about Timișoara, where this town is, and maybe some interesting facts about the city.
Okay, so I can say geographically it's in the west of Romania. That is the biggest town in and most industrialized town in western of Romania. It's something like a second city, like economical progress and bullshit like this. Like territory, it is somewhere 200 kilometers from Belgrade, capital of Serbia, and 350 kilometers from Budapest, capital of Hungary. Other facts that I can say, some people know this city because it was the first city that have in the revolution against Ceausescu, no? It was the first city where it started, the riots against the communist totalitarian regime of Ceausescu. And what can I say? No, it was for many times part of the silly jokes, you know, part of Austrian Empire, you know, Austrian Empire. It is called sometimes the Little Vienna. I don't know if it's a very interesting fact. I don't know. I think this was would be the most important thing to say for the people. It was the first city, and after Bucharest was the city with the most dead people killed in this in 1989 in riots against Ceausescu.
Okay. How long you're playing with this band? Because how long existed this band, Pavilion?
It's since 2004. I think we played in winter of 2004 first concert. That means it's like 6 years.
6 years. Okay. Is this a first band for everybody, or you're making some bands before?
I think. For me, it is the first band. I had some other little bands before, but it was for something like, you know, it was festival, and when we don't have money to pay to go to festival, we were inventing one band and go on stage and play whatever we could. So I think for me it's first band, for Kitty Guitarist it's first band, and also for the other two people it's first band. Everybody had little bit of small project before, but nothing that can be considered like a real band.
Okay, so you are very young in the music scene?
Yeah, you can say this.
Maybe you can say?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you talk about Romania if you talk about international scene, yeah, but 6 years is not so long, yeah, for...
Yeah, it's fake. You learned the instruments in this band, or everybody could play its instrument before?
I think for me I can say, okay, I think I still don't know how to play vocals.
but the other guys.
The others, Kitty the guitarist was first in the band, was bass player, but then the guitarist player go away and she became the guitarist after a few months. So she learned the instrument in the band. Seba played few drums before, but also was the fast music was playing with us, yeah. And but before the drummer and the bass player were having some experience before this.
Okay. There are some changes in the band?
Yeah, it is like we are very, very fucked up, chaotic people. So we have this problem and this situation. Many times we laugh with friends around Europe because every time we go on tour, we go in different formula. And this is motivated by the fact that we were playing in these 6 years something like 270 concerts. So a lot of pressure, a lot of involvement and dedication required, and some people go away, some people stay, you know, some people come back, like the drummer tonight. It is our first drummer in the band, but he played first 2 years and then he take a break and now he come back. But me and Kitty, the guitarist, we are the only ones from the beginning of the from the band.
And the first guys of the band, and how you learned, how are you meeting for the band? So you say, okay, now we have some ideas, we're making a band. How was the situation?
The situation was next. We were having like some bands in our city in Timișoara, and because I was knowing some people around East Europe, I tried to help them with some tours and some concerts. But then again, I stay and I think, you know, we are like do-it-yourself people. We say, let's do it yourself, this. And I'm expecting from my friends to play the music that I like, which is, on one hand, it's good, but on the other hand, it's not very do-it-yourself, no? So if you want somebody to play the music that you like, you should do it yourself, no? So then we decided to play this music, no? To make the band, and I was knowing Kitty because we were very close. So this is how we make it. Then we start to call other interesting people that could join in, and this is how it happened. No?
And you know about from school, or you met on concert, on the street?
Yeah, more concerts, hanging around this kind of situation. Yeah.
And so you're asking somebody, you want to play in the band?
Was like this. Except Seva, the drummer, we never knew him personally, and we needed a drummer, and because the drummers that we know in the city were like, you know, this rock star attitude, and stuff. And it was like, what the fuck? We don't want somebody like this for our band. So like, hey, look, there is this guy, and he was playing with a band called Collapse. He was playing like some chaotic punk rock that was reminding me. This is funny, eh? It was reminding me of German 80s punk rock. This music of this band Collapse, and we said, like, why not asking this guy, you know? And we phone him and he's like, you want to play with us? And he said, who are you? I said, I'm Tavi, I make you concert last week, you know, for your band. You want to play? And he said yes, and was better like this.
Okay. Now I want to play a song of your band, and which song you want to have?
Oh yeah, this is
I don't know that.
Okay.
Each time.
Okay, I could I could suggest for the beginning to make this Supunere Niciodată, which is Obedience Never, the name of this the CD, you know, that we have make like 3 years ago. So it can be this one because it's. It should be, it is the lyrics. You want me to say something about the lyrics?
Yes, please.
because it's more important.
And please say a translation of this one, because Romanian language is, it's not so... I couldn't understand, I have no facts to remember. This is better in Slavian languages.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. Okay, so Supunere Niciodată means obedience never. And it talks about this situation that I sometimes feel we are in with the whole thing, you know, no matter if it's radical activism or if it's do-it-yourself hardcore punk. It is sometimes it's like everything is against you, and there is a very big boot putting on your head, you know, and you are with the face in the mud, and it's this pressure that is keeping you down for becoming normal citizen of fucking Europe or world or whatever, no? And it is about this moment when you say, fuck you, you push me so hard down to have only like almost no option, I'm gonna still stand up and go further. As long as my body and my mind allows me this effort to make, I'm gonna make it, and I'm gonna go further. I'm gonna continue with what I do, with what I am, no?
Mm-hmm. Then let's listen to the song and talking again after this.
Okay.